Welcome back, nerds, to Blade Runner Minute. I am Pete. This is Sandra. Oh, that was rude. Who are you? Tell them.
I'm Sandra. They think they know by now.
All right. This is Minute 25, where Deckard picks up a scale.
Yes, a scale. It looks like a fish scale, but we don't know.
From the bathtub?
Well, technically, if you've never been around scales, you may not know that's a scale. It just looks like a little piece of plastic.
And it ends with Deckard finding some photos in a drawer, like a weirdo looking through people's drawers.
Yeah. So, I know it's a scale because, you know, fish guts and cleaning fish as a kid with my dad.
Aww.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. So, when you talked about the sludge last episode, I assumed that was fish guts. Like, because that's what it looks like in your sink when you're done.
Okay.
Like, that's what I assumed.
I got it, a fish.
But if I hadn't have ever seen a scale, I don't know if I would have assumed the thing he was holding was a scale. Although it would have been a scale of a very large fish, I would never have assumed that would be a scale if I hadn't seen a scale before.
Cool. What happened in this minute? Deckard found...
Harrison Ford is clearly afraid of snakes.
And Gaff made himself a matchstick man.
He made himself a matchstick man. With a penis.
With an erect penis,
with
is it?
With a really erect penis.
I never realized that. I always thought that was just excess, you know, pieces of...
With his weird little smile, as Gaff puts it down, like, he's, like, real happy about it. Like, yeah, like, I'm real clever.
And,
Like the teenage boys who draw penises and boobs on magazine covers that are just laying around.
I'm
like,
coolest.
I'm like, yeah, look, I put some boobs on this.
And we covered that in the first special, right? The first Meet the Blade Runner special?
Yeah, what we think it is. We can repeat it now in case they haven't seen the special.
It's been a while. So
in case they haven't seen the special, that's fine.
You mean heard?
Well,
it's not a video special. No, not whatever. Two different, completely different
things. Unless they, in case they haven't absorbed. I'm going to use absorbed. The special.
So why do you think the matchstick man has a penis?
So I really think it's because he thinks Deckard is... He's trying to make fun of Deckard because he's going through Kowalski stuff. Like, they're in their apartment and he's calling him a pervert. Looking through the stuff like you're enjoying this too much.
And other fan theories have been that Deckard is in love. He's making fun of Deckard being in love
because
with Rachel.
He likes Rachel. He's attracted to Rachel. But we don't know that Gaff would know that yet or not. Because they literally have not spoken.
The last time we saw Deckard with Rachel, he was disgusted by her. Because he didn't
even talk to her yet about it. Like,
but when
Rachel
he realized
left the
what
room.
She was, how could it not know what it is?
Yeah, that disgust was apparent to Tyrell. So how would...
Yeah.
How would Gaff know? We don't buy it.
I like your theory better.
Like, it just didn't... It didn't make sense in my head, but I don't remember the voiceover version of this. Was that clearer in the voiceover? Like, did...
I didn't listen to... I don't know if it even had a voiceover, that part.
That's what I'm saying. So there may be something in the voiceover that drives that theory, but absolutely. I don't know because I've only seen the voiceover one once, and I really didn't like that one.
That version?
Yeah.
You've seen the version with the voice?
That's what I saw first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When?
I thought with you.
No, I couldn't.
I'd seen Blade Runner before you had.
Yeah, I saw the director's cut first. The old Warner Brothers clip case.
No, I saw a version with the voiceover first. I guess I must have said to you, like, we were talking about movies that people should watch. And that this was at the top of, like, the best of lists. And you were like, I've never seen it. And you went and watched it. And I was like, there's no way I'm sitting through it again.
I only watched it because I read Do Androids Dream of Electricity?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you read that.
I forgot.
Was it because of Minority Report?
Possibly.
Because
there was a lot of talk about Philip K. Dick at one point.
Between that and The Matrix.
For some reason.
Minority
I think it was because...
It has to be Minority Report.
I think it was because the DVD was doing well for some reason.
What year did Minority Report come out?
I don't know.
You loved all Tom Cruise movies back then, so...
I still like Tom Cruise.
No, you loved him. You were really excited for every Tom Cruise movie that came out.
I still, you know, he does too many sequels now.
What are they, Mission Impossible 27?
How many Mission Impossibles am I supposed to... I get it.
It's impossible, but you did it anyway.
Yeah, nuclear war. Good job.
Oh, no, they don't think you're the good guy anymore.
Yeah, right? It's the same... I don't know. I haven't seen the last four, so I don't even... I can't even say...
I don't know. Yeah, there's seven of them, right?
I don't know. I don't care. So we see out... We go outside. Is it raining again?
It's still raining.
And that's Leon outside waiting. There's an Atari logo on the right of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play Atari when you were a kid?
I have Atari. I have it in the other room.
Yeah, but we don't play it.
We don't play it because the children don't let us near the TV. But just so everyone's real clear.
We have an Atari in the room?
We have an Atari.
Where?
And we have a ColecoVision with the Atari module that turns the Coleco into Atari.
There's no way we have that hooked up.
You unplugged everything because we needed the RF switch, and you wanted the original Nintendo hooked up instead.
Yeah.
That was way more important to you than the Coleco, because, you know, my stuff's not as important as your stuff.
I don't know about your stuff versus my stuff, but Nintendo versus Coleco, I stand by
you
that.
You shut your mouth.
I stand by that. 100% Nintendo wins every time.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Okay. Mario versus Pitfall. Just grow up.
I wouldn't play Pitfall, though. Okay. I have it. I just don't play that.
There's something called the Blade Runner curse.
Yes.
Where, I don't know about all.
Most of the companies.
A lot of the companies, yes, that advertised.
Had problems after this.
Had problems.
This.
So Pan Am.
Yes.
RCA, Atari, mm-hmm. That little fledgling soft drink company, Coca-Cola, they went under.
No, you know what happened to them after this?
Coca-Cola?
Coke 2 happened.
Did they hit hard times?
Yes.
And then, but they were the only ones that bounced back.
And then there was Koss in the Windows. Right,
the K, right?
Yeah, K-O-S-S in the beginning. But that's only because those were the companies that were popular at the time. And companies always go up and down. Like, Apple was almost bankrupt, and now they're like,
they're doing
trillion,
well.
Trillion. They're not bad. They're not bad. Okay. They can pay their bills. They don't have to worry about payroll.
They can afford some lunch.
Yeah. So, I want to go right back to the hotel for 1 second.
Yeah, stay in the hotel.
Stay
it's
in the
whole minute. It's the whole minute.
That point where he is opening and closing the drawers, and
the first one, the newspaper. Is that what you want to talk about?
No. Deckard comes out of the bathroom and he starts opening and closing drawers, right? Before he finds the matchstick man. We totally skipped this. Before he finds the pictures, right? Yeah. Hidden underneath the clothes. He starts opening and closing drawers, and it completely reminded me of that old PlayStation game, D, where you had no idea what to do.
I watched you play.
It was insane.
Nuts.
Yeah, where you had, what was it, a 2-hour limit to play the whole game, or a 4-hour limit? Something insane. But there was a scene in the beginning where you're looking for, like, the key or something. I don't know. And you have to open the drawers in a specific order to get the stupid key to appear. And that's exactly what this reminded me of. We went to an escape room. That we had to do the same thing. And I was like, we can do it.
Open the drawers in a specific order. And if you mess up, you start over. Like, same thing as Super Mario Brothers. The final castle.
Exactly. You had to go in the tunnels.
Right.
But there was that person with us that didn't. They mansplained to me and said, no, I was doing it wrong. And
what
I said,
if that person listens
to this
podcast?
I don't care. They mansplained me and I didn't get out of the room.
Whoa. Maybe you sucked and that's why
The first time I did it with a bunch of girls, we got out of the room, no problem.
Wow.
The next time when we did it with a whole bunch of guys there.
Okay.
But bless my husband's heart, he was like, you guys should just listen to Sandra because she's pretty smart. Just do what she's saying.
Actually, Fredo and I kind of broke away from the group and just hung out and pretended to look.
Yeah, I know.
Toward the end, we just kind of...
Because you saw no one was listening.
Yeah, we realized, we saw the writing on the wall. We're like, we're not getting out of here.
There were like two guys that just were like, no, if you're doing it wrong, we're like, all
right. And just tapping things. Oh, that must be...
Yeah, the last 10 minutes, I was like, yeah, whatever.
Just discussing other things entirely.
It was bad. It was real bad.
The first drawer one of the drawers he opens up has just a piece of newspaper. He turns it over.
Yeah, it was
weird. What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to be able to tell me. It was like a greasy, dirty piece of
newspaper.
You know
what it looked like? It looked like newspaper that they put underneath French fries, like chips.
Yeah.
Like you get in England, you get chips
wrapped
in newspaper.
Why would that be there? Was that there for like, is that a deodorizer? Or is that...
Maybe to have a food smell?
Because I know some people put newspaper inside like old shoes and boxes.
Moisture absorbing, odor absorbing. But this one looked oily and they're not really supposed to look oily.
Because of the charcoal? Oily. Is that right?
I don't know why. I'm nerdy.
Charcoal?
I don't know.
What's a newspaper made out of?
Paper.
That's not charcoal.
Ink.
What the hell's wrong with me? I'm doing it again.
But you're so cute when you do it.
I'm not! Deckard looks through the drawers.
Like a pervert.
Finds a stack of pictures. Mm-hmm. One of them looks like a boy and his dad. I'm assuming it's little Leon.
I don't think so.
And his dad. The other is an older picture of two people sunbathing, like a man and a woman, possibly a family. My screen was pretty dark when I was looking at that picture.
I turned my brightness way up.
Sun umbrella.
See, I didn't take it as they were Leon. I would take it as... like the curiosity of something you didn't know about. Like now that
curiosity?
We know. Curiosity of things you didn't know about.
Oh,
so
I
like
you're just gonna teach me something.
Like when you go to a friend's house and you've never been around people who have like a big extended family and you're watching this extended family like whoa, that's so weird. Like, I've never had that experience. Or like, I had a friend growing up who was a single, it was a single parent household, and they were watching my parents interact because it was so odd for them because they had never had both parents interact that way. So I thought of those pictures as he doesn't, like, he's starting to feel those emotions, but not that he's feeling them. He's trying to understand the background. Like, it's interesting to him, like the dynamic between people and families.
Why wouldn't you just think that he has pictures the same way Rachel has pictures? Rachel had a picture of her mother. He's got a picture of his parents.
Did we see Rachel's picture of her mother?
Didn't we yet?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we're gonna.
Oh, well, we don't. So as of right now.
We're gonna real soon.
I took it as he's curious about it because he had a lot of pictures there and I...
Okay, so then, all right, so to pretend you're not confined to this minute. Since
Rachel... I still don't think so.
Really?
I don't think they would take the time with a lowly worker like that.
To do what?
To give her memories, because he doesn't have any memories.
Well, what the hell is what they Rachel gave, do?
That's why Rachel is so advanced.
She just walks around looking
but
pretty.
But that's why Rachel is the experiment, right? Because they gave her history. They gave her memories. Mm. They didn't give the Nexus 6 as those. They start to bank their memories.
Yeah, he had his own
and
memories.
Have emotions. So I don't... See, I think it's different. I think it's completely different.
Okay.
But that's just
Well,
me.
One of the pictures... I agree with you. Was definitely taken by Leon. It looks like Roy.
We don't know it's taken by Leon. It's just it looks different than the other pictures.
Well, it's that room.
It's an empty room.
Yeah, and I think it turns out to be that room. It's not empty. There's somebody there with their.
But
head
we don't know that yet. It looks.
But you see them in the picture.
You see a shadow.
What? No. There's an image in the wall in the mirror in the bathroom mirror that later on will
a silhouette.
Know, no, it's not a silhouette. It's a person.
Yeah, but we can't make out that it's a person.
And on the right, there's a blonde-headed man with his head in his fist, leaning. You didn't notice?
No, because we
watched. It's real small, but it's there. If you pause it and look at it, it's there. It's probably Roy.
We don't know that yet. We don't know Roy.
Have we not seen Roy yet? We saw him in the briefing with Brian. Roy Batty. Remember? Incept date. His profile.
Yeah, but we didn't really see him yet. We haven't been introduced to the character. You're having a rough time today.
I'm not. It's just that I think those are his family pictures.
I don't think the other pictures are his family.
Let us know. Let us know on the Facebook page. Let me know that I'm an idiot, if I'm being an idiot.
I disagree.
Let me
like
know
I
if
said.
You think those are pictures that Roy has taken, that Leon has taken of random people around town because he's just curious about human life since he came from the off-world, or if you think those are his... personal family photos of him that he believes are him when he was a child with his family. We are curious to know. I'm done with this minute. I ain't begotten no more notes. What about you?
I'm good.
You want to stick around? You want to do more?
We can do more.
Nope, I quit. I'm going to join the DuckTales minute.
Is there a DuckTales minute?
There should be now, right? Because I just got excited.
You keep doing that during these podcasts. I can't do 17 different minute podcasts. I ain't got time for that because you don't even know where the paper towels are in our house.
I know where the paper towels are.
Really? Do you know where the extra paper towels are?
I know where the roll is. The first roll.
Because you didn't know where the wipes were. The Lysol wipes.
I'm not even gonna edit this out. I want the world to hear how mean you are.
It's not mean, but do you know where the Lysol wipes are?
We're coming back for minute 26.
With some Lysol
wipes.
In a
couple days. Later.